Yep, thank you, Senator Thune. I just have one last question. You know, we talked about, you know, some of the aspects on the adversarial side. What about on the ally side? Dr. Jareffi, you've written about this as a way from your research to prioritize things. What should we be doing to thinking about building alliances on supply chains? How should we be looking at that as a government? And who in the government should be doing that?
A lot of people on the panel have already mentioned, for example, in semiconductors, how important the alliances are between the U.S. companies, Samsung, TSMC. I think getting the international companies investing in the U.S., as we now hope to see, is going to be very important. I think from the government point of view, I think the industry associations that are working with government agencies are probably a good place to begin to encourage more of that collaboration. But I think there's collaboration among the big companies, and then there's also that collaboration between lead firms and their first-tier smaller suppliers. And perhaps that's an area that has been less well-developed, that we don't really see very far down those supply chains beyond the big companies. And that's maybe where these industries can get better rooted in the U.S., and we could start to have that small business or medium-sized business development. And that collaboration is probably very important. I think it's probably private sector-led. Oftentimes, it's going to be those top companies that are encouraging the small companies, but U.S. government as well, with its policies, can be encouraging the kind of investment at local levels that would help that.
Anybody else on the ally front? Yeah, Dr. Lewis or Mr. Miller?
Sure, thank you, and I see others want to speak too. The Tech and Trade Council is an important step. The Europeans really wanted it. It was their idea. And so they are looking for ways to partner with us. That's good. They're worried about what they're afraid might be trade nationalism in the U.S. So Buy America is something that they react to. We should be worried about some of their tech governance initiatives. I think they say it's not aimed at American companies, but some days it sure looks that way. But I just was at a meeting with one of the European commissioners on this, and there's a real desire to build partnership. There's not as much appreciation in Europe of the risk of China, but it is growing, as we heard. And so we're entering a long period of dialogue that moves us in the right direction. Thank you.
Mr. Miller.
Thank you. I will echo both the point about investment and actually attracting investment from partners and allies to the U.S. as one thing for sure, as well as the U.S.-EU Trade and Technology Council. You know, one of the promising features of that, as Mr. Lewis indicated, is that, and I think it's already been announced, that one of the things they're specifically forming a working group on is semiconductor and other strategic supply chains. And then just a final note on the international front on this topic, you know, for the past two or three years now, there's been kind of the Prague principles and focus on 5G security, which has a significant number of supply chain components, and again brings together several different U.S. partners and allies to focus on the security aspects of the supply chain issue.
Thank you. Mr. Taylor.
Senator, I think one other item, it sort of goes back to what Senator Scott said and even Senator Thune, but this investment in international businesses coming here and establishing a footprint and our own American industries also. I would ask the Commerce Department to take a strong look at revitalizing or resupporting, whatever the word might be, the permitting processes. It's long, it's laborious, it's debilitating, and it really hinders greenfield building growth for expansions or just additional lines for the processes, the antiquated ways that we all have to go through for a permit to get that innovation started, get that factory started or addition to a factory started. So I'd ask that that be looked at.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, did you have one last thing you want to say on this point, Mr. Yale?
Just 30 seconds, that when we grow our investments like is being done with this piece of legislation, it really serves as a beacon for our allies to desire to partner with us much more strongly.
Thank you. I think that is a good summation to USICA and one of the reasons why we did it. This has been a great deep dive on the supply chain. Thank you all very much. Thank you for your expertise and for your knowledge about this. A lot of great information has come out of it. I definitely believe, as Mr. Afalapias says, that we have to look at the supply chain in a more partnership way. When I reflect back about what our discussion has been here, I keep thinking, what if we would have had a better partnership on that years ago? Would we be in the same situation we're in now with the semiconductor industry? So we are trying to have more illumination about these sectors and how important they are, not just from their technology perspective, but also what they mean for jobs and for our economy and certainly for national security issues. So thank you all very much. This hearing record will remain open for 2 weeks until July 29th, and any senator can submit questions for the record if they do so by July 22nd. We ask you to respond so that we can fill that record by the 29th of July. And with that, this concludes our hearing. Thanks very much again.